sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
It is time to introduce this week's special guest. I am so excited to catch up with Jack Milan. He is taking on a massive challenge, and I just found out that he is the co-owner of our favourite coffee shop, Chill the Beans. Jack, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. Really good to be here.
I can't believe that you are the co-owner of Chill the Beans. Like, our boss here, Owen Fitz, is obsessed with you and goes to you all the time, best coffee in town, and that is being genuine. But you are taking on a massive challenge, and you are going to be running the length of Ireland in a relay with some friends. We'll just kick it off by, why are you doing this and what charities are you doing it for?
I guess that it's kind of sparked off from my friend Bobby, kind of always wanting, like, met him in college, that's where we found each other, and he always wanted to do something mad together, you know, and he kind of came up with the idea with one of the other partners, Conor McCarthy, gave me a FaceTime one day, and that's how it kind of sparked, and we kind of built a team around that. But, you know, when we kind of dived into it and be like, what's our actual why on doing this, you know, me and one of the other boys have two charities very close to our hearts that we were like, gives us even more of a purpose to go and smash this, you know what I mean, from running from the top to the bottom of Ireland to raise money for the two charities, which Ashery, which is close to my heart, and Felicon, which is close to Shane's.
Do you mind me asking why that's such a charity close to your heart?
I'll talk a bit about Shane's first, because it's also another powerful story. So Felicon are a charity that help with infant deaths, cot deaths, and unfortunately his 6-month-old daughter Peggy passed away in his own arms, you know.
God.
So he relied heavily on Felicon during them hard times, you know what I mean, to get him and his family through that, you know. So again, that is a massive thing, so we always keep Peggy at the forefront of our minds, especially when we're planning this and especially when we go and embark on this journey. And then the other one is Ashery for me, you know, and I embarked on the doors of Ashery just over 5.5 years ago now. I went in there for substance abuse and I'm now over 5.5 years sober, you know, so.
Amazing, honestly. And you're so brave for sharing that, because there's so many people going through this currently. And for you to say that out loud is incredible. I think you are so, so brave, honestly, and well done on that 5 years sobriety.
Thank you.
Let's get into, how on earth are you going to run the length of Ireland for these two amazing charities? So it's a relay, which means you will take turns. And tell me a little bit about, like, how long you think it's going to take you and so on.
Yeah, so it's about roughly 570 kilometres from the top to the bottom. All going well, you don't take any wrong turns. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you might have to divert with road closures or whatever, but roughly about 570 kilometres. So it'll be roughly 100 kilometres each, you know. We're going to embarking on the 1st of May, the May Bank Holiday weekend, up in Malinhead, and running down to Mizzen and finish there in roughly about 45 to 50 hours.
Wow.
I'd like to go more towards the 45 hours. Some of the other boys are being a bit more reserved, saying 50, you know. Like, even today now, I'm running 4 10Ks every 2 hours, just get used to the body, to get used to the stimulus. So I just ran 1 10K before I came in, and I'm going to do another after. And, you know, even now sitting in the chair, my legs are cramping and stuff. But like, it's about that. We all train individually for our own Hyrox, our GAA. One of the other boys is an ultra runner, one of the other boys owns a gym and stuff, you know. So we're all into our fitness, we're all into our health. So it's like, I know it's going to be a massive thing to undertake, but like, it's just about getting through it mentally and physically and doing it together, you know. So it's going to be in a relay format, so it's going to be like 5 kilometre intervals during the day and maybe like 10 kilometres at night time to give us a bit of a break.
Of course.
Sleep, recover, eat, and we'll just be tagging each other in. So when it's the 5 kilometre intervals, you'll be running like every 2 hours, and the 10 kilometres you might be running every 3 or 4.
This is incredible. I've been a part of a running club before where I've seen this being done through the night, and it's so exciting. Please tell me you're going to be documenting this on social media.
Yeah, so we actually have a really good fella doing all the socials for us, Mark Ford, and he's been taking all our content so far. All our content is really boosting Instagram. Like, our Instagram's gone up to 1,000 followers so far, which is also helping us fundraise on the GoFundMe for the two charities, which we're on as of this morning, I think about 11 and a half 5,000. So
wow, that is incredible. Tell our listeners where they can go if you want to be inspired, and I think there'll be some laughs along the way as well. Where do they follow you across social media?
Yeah, so our social media is Fadna Héireann on Instagram, and our under our GoFundMe as well. So our GoFundMe is in our link or our bio on our Instagram page, and also in all our individual bios as well. So,
and I've tagged you on Spin's Insta this morning, so if you go over to the story, hit Jack Milan, and then that will take you in and you can find the page.
Yeah,
from
so
there
on my page, and it's just in my bio underneath the Chilli Beans, underneath a quote that I live by, and then the Fadna Héireann's linked in there as well.
Amazing, Jack. I'm going to be following this from start to finish. I think it's incredible what you're doing, and for two incredible charities, I'm wishing you the very best of luck, and thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, appreciate it.